Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Here comes old Greg. He's a scaly manfish.
He is Greg the Dive Master.
What you doing in my waters?
The show is a disaster.
I got something to show you.
He's Greg the Dive Master.
Hi there.
Master. Dive Master. Dive Master. Dive Master.
Oh. Come on, Greg. Pleased to meet you.
I'm Nart. Hello, fishies.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I've been doing it for 29 years. April Fool's Day was our anniversary this week. And, I got to take a moment and all kidding aside, thank everybody for making this possible. I mean, you know, we joke, we kid, we poke fun at each other, but it is pretty crazy when you think about that we've been doing it for 29 years, isn't it? Are you surprised, CJ? We're still doing this nonsense.
I'm not surprised.
You're not. Why? Because we have nothing better to do?
It's because you don't have any corporate idiots blocking you or getting in your way.
What do you mean?
So it's awesome.
I'm not sure I follow.
There's no one to shut you down.
Okay.
You're in control.
You're the boss, the big cheese, the head honcho.
We've been there before.
The grand poobah.
We've been there before where we had to deal with idiots.
Easy. Don't let him get the big head right now.
Have you looked at him lately?
Come on.
What do you mean? What are you trying to say, Barry?
We're idiots.
No, I he said, don't let him get the big head. I said, have you looked at him lately?
I don't understand what that means.
That's okay.
I'm very confused.
Have you been looking at him?
That's all right.
He's saying you probably wear a large hat.
Barry looks at everything.
I'm not sure if that's accurate. But
no. Okay.
Yeah. But I don't know. Do you have a highlight of your 29 years? Or, you know, looking back at, well, you said 20 or 19, right?
Nothing really comes to mind.
Nothing comes. It is a standout moment for you, Cock Johnson. Yeah.
There's been a few.
All right. What about you, Vinny? Have you had any highlights?
I was about to tell you, but never mind.
Oh, you have one. I was going to give you another minute or two.
No, I had a
let
bunch,
Vinny come up with a moment to say he can't remember anything because he has CSR.
I was going to say the hammerhead
can't stuff remember,
Bimini
right?
cruises that we were just talking about.
Okay, when we went on the Virgin Cruise and you got your shark tattoo and went over to Bimini.
The Bimini.
Okay.
Yeah, with the tiger
all right. That's
shark.
That was a good time.
Another Bimini one was the reef shark dive. That was epic.
Yes. We had a bunch of reef sharks hanging with us the whole time. So Bimini.
The Keys trips are always fun.
Yeah. Right.
Turks and Caicos, live aboard.
I just said one.
In 08. That was awesome.
That's three.
I'll vote for the Turks and Caicos board. That was a blast.
Yeah. Are you talking about the one where we had Eric Douglas write the story about?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
He did.
No, I wasn't on that one.
Okay, but that's the one Casey the Tobacco Nuts talking about.
One of the ones before that.
And Casey was mentioned in this book after we did the liveaboard. I took notes and gave them to Eric Douglas, and he wrote a short story with the Turks and Caicos boat as the backdrop and the people that were on the boat that trip. He wrote them into the story.
We were the heroes, Greg.
And you can download and listen to the audiobook on audible.com.
Turks and Chaos was the title of that one. And I think
the other four too.
Was Casey mentioned in that book because of snoring issue? Was that in the book? I forget. Was it Casey? Do you remember?
I don't remember that part.
I blocked it out.
Somebody was a bedwetter.
Yes.
That wasn't
Jerry.
But me.
No, wait. Now I'm thinking of something else.
Oh, okay.
I think they have the golden poltergeist.
Me?
Oh, yes.
Okay, that's enough.
We're not allowed to talk about
what
that.
What about Vinny Two Tanks, though? Vinny, do you have any memory I mean, because I know you don't have any brain cells that usually hold those and in that noggin of yours, but is there a highlight from the show that you're like, you know, I really like that one
other than today, of course.
Yes, of course. You know, it's always the next one, right? Is your favorite one, I assume.
I think it goes smoothly enough. Everything is good.
Okay. All right. Well,
Vinny was on the Reef Shark dive with us in Bimini. I remember that.
Do you remember that?
Yes.
Do you remember
that?
So was Casey. Yep.
See, the problem the problem with Vinny is he doesn't remember a lot of the dives because those red Spanx he would wear.
Cut-off circulation.
Yeah. Oh. A little too tight.
Oh.
He has no oxygen to the brain.
The shark dive in Bimini was excellent, especially when the tiger sharks and the hammerheads were there.
It's so funny. I try to keep a low profile, but yet everybody talks about me.
Yeah, I don't know why. You're Vinny Two Tanks.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah, I don't know that's why.
Everybody wants to be like you.
I don't know. It's strange.
Okay. What about Bubble Boy? What do you think here, buddy? Do you have a highlight? Yeah.
I think Champagne Reef when we were doing Dive Fest.
Oh, and Dominica. Yeah,
Dominica. That's good.
That's that's on my radar to go back to Dominica, actually. But we got a few places we're working on. There's not a lot of places that I haven't already been. And
here's a good memory.
Even though I'm working on Indonesia right now, which we'll know soon enough. But what, Cox Johnson?
I'm Greg.
What say you?
Remember being towed behind Barry's boat on a rope, and he was having the sadistic pleasure.
Oh, that's right.
Dragging us through.
We're lobstering, and he treated us like human lures.
Well, no, it just seemed faster to just move you from one place to another by towing you.
But you were enjoying it.
He was trolling.
I'm laughing.
He's like, I'm going to use these.
Well, he kept saying, slow down, slow
down.
Try
to breathe. Look at him gasping for air.
Yeah. That was funny.
Let's see. Slate's Creature Feature. We did that one time.
Oh, yeah.
That was a blast.
And then, although it wasn't diving, it was more like freezing, but swimming with the manatees.
Yes.
That was a great
Crystal
weekend.
River.
Refresh my memory on that one. What did we do?
Was that November?
Yeah, it was freezing. Yes. There was like frost on our windshield. We went out on that little.
It was cold.
It was that little, like a little boat, like what Casey has,
kind of
a pontoon boat, a small one. And they took us out there, and we all had 7 mils on because it was that cold.
Right.
And you didn't have to swim. You just stood, and they came to you. You guys went over and swam to like another outlet or something. You had to go through a little channel.
Yeah.
And then you came back.
I think that's the one where I saw the mama and baby.
Yeah.
One, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'd like to do that someday. That's
little baby manatee swam up to me and started squeaking, and all of a sudden the mama comes in like, hey, get the hell away from my kid.
Manatee!
And,
what did you do to my kid to make it squeak?
It was looking at me like, hey, look, it's Greg the Dive Master from Scuba Radio. He's been on the air for like 29 years. I can't believe he's here. Isn't that what he said?
That was fun.
I speak manatee.
Obviously. No.
All right, more coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio scuba cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures Adventures Liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save a St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Adventures Liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.